I speak to you in the name of God. Amen. Well, here's the question for the day. Would you rather feel guilty or helpless? Not a great choice, I grant you. But generally in life, would you rather feel guilty or helpless? It's a question all tied up with Adam and Eve and the serpent. And it has teased and engaged men and women forever. Go back with me to the year 418 of the Common Era. The aging Catholic bishop, St. Augustine, was near the peak of his power and influence, having bribed the emperor and lobbied the pope until the monk named Pelagius was excommunicated and died. In a debate that shook the church toward the end of the Roman Empire, Pelagius argued that men and women, through their baptism, are free to make moral choices, thereby crafting their salvation. Nonsense, roared Augustine. Through the disobedience of our primal parents, all humanity is stained with sin, above all in our wills, which are anything but free. We are helpless in ourselves to help ourselves, said St. Augustine. With the death of Pelagius, Augustine hoped for an end to the debate. However, an Italian monk named Julian took up the cause of Pelagius and continued the debate for 12 more years until Augustine died in the year 430. Ultimately, St. Augustine won, and Western Christianity chose helpless over guilty. Well, actually combined them into one curse. What brings that ancient debate to life on this beautiful summer day is the story of Adam and Eve and the serpent. In many ways, the barbs tossed around by Augustine and Julian had to pass through the garden and curve around the fruit tree and pass over the serpent. A little background. The first generation of Christians, the very first Christians, heard this story from Genesis as a celebration of human moral freedom. In the suffocating air of the late classical world, where status and social obligations determined your life, in a culture rampant with sexual promiscuity and social inequality, the first Christians saw every person as an image of God, and they exploited the freedom of that good creation. The first Christians were free to marry or to remain celibate. They were free to reject, often at great cost, family arrangements. They were free to refuse homage to the emperor, again, often at great cost. Although their choices might cost them, they were free to make those choices. Genesis told them so. Adam and Eve may have misused their freedom, but we are free in our baptism to choose our moral life. Sexual desire, pain in childbirth, hard toil, death, these are not punishment for sin, thought the earliest Christians. They are part of nature, and our moral life is determined by the natural world. For three centuries, Genesis was read this way. Then the tables turned. The emperor was baptized, the church was favored, and bishops became powerful. Church and empire now conspired together. And in this new order, St. Augustine of Hippo appeared, and Augustine felt helpless. When he looked at infants and remembered his own infancy, he felt helpless. When, as an adolescent boy, he felt sexual desire rage uncontrollably in him, against his will, he thought, he felt helpless. When he saw people die, he felt helpless. And for some reason, Augustine decided he'd rather feel guilty than helpless. So he went back to Genesis and thought some more about Adam and Eve and the serpent. He was actually fixated on this story. And his own association with Adam was so strong that Adam became, not Augustine, but Adam became every man. Augustine contended that Adam's single act of will changed the structure of the universe. Adam might have been morally free to choose, but having chosen disobedience, he has passed that rebellion on, literally, thought Augustine, to all humanity. So, we are no longer free. We are helpless. And because Adam is guilty, we are guilty too. Not having endured Augustine's sexually tumultuous adolescence, Julian, the monk from Italy, read the same story through different eyes and hormones. Julian said sexual desire is what he called vital fire, not a polluting rebellion. Death is part of nature, not a punishment for living. We are not helpless, cried Julian. We are not helpless. And we are only guilty for our own choosings. We are not guilty in our bones. All the neurotics in history, and Augustine was certainly one of them, Martin Luther and others, the neurotics in history often see through a window that's closed to the rest of us. And Augustine's insight into human longing and fear and desire and imagination is intense and brilliant. If you've never read his Confessions, go read them. You can buy them on Amazon. It's a wonderful story of his life. Who knows why his reading of Genesis 3 prevailed? It may be that most people would rather feel guilty than helpless. But Augustine gave religious expression to the conviction that we do not suffer and die randomly, but for specific reasons. Strangely, Augustine both acknowledged and denied that we're helpless. And somehow that paradox is the power of his understanding. To those who are caught, he says, you personally are not to blame for what has come upon you. The blame goes back to our father Adam and our mother Eve. All the bad things were not meant to be embedded in the natural world. Only Adam's rebellion has made them part of nature. Guilt is the price to be paid for the illusion that we control the world. And control feels better than helpless. I have to tell you, I like Julian better than Augustine. He makes more sense, reads Genesis 3 better, or at least his reading of it accords better with my experience of life. Frankly, I don't like to feel guilty or helpless. But I'm troubled a little bit, as I should, by the gospel from Mark that exposes our capacity for delusion. The Pharisees and Sadducees were guilty because they looked at the good, Jesus, and called it evil. I'm reminded of the French philosopher Michel Foucault's constant attention to the politics of truth, that what we perceive and act upon as true is largely shaped by our own experience of life. That certainly has to be said of Augustine and Julian. So, back to the question of the day. Would you rather feel guilty or helpless? Well, go back and read about Adam and Eve and the serpent and think about it some more. Amen.